Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I got to sit down with the guys from Old Dominion, which I always really enjoy because I am just such a huge fan of Old Dominion's music. So was really grateful to get to hang out with them, talk to them about the three new songs that they just released, including their latest single, Memory Lane, and about the music that they got to record at Jimmy Buffett's studio. As always, several laughs with these guys. Again, I always appreciate getting to hang out with them because they are very, very funny. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Old Dominion.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Do you feel like you were a little bit like rested after the holiday, like breather?
Yeah.
Hell now.
I rested after the holidays and now I have my breather. The holidays are almost as stressful as traveling with the band. Yeah.
It really is. Like you've got to like, you need like one extra week after everything to kind of recoup. And then you guys have got the big tour stuff coming up. So I'm sure that you're trying to like really get as much rest as you can before that starts.
Yes, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, new music, tons of new music out today, actually.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the new single, Memory Lane, which the three of you guys actually wrote. What was the initial inspiration for this?
I think, you know, we were just really inspired by Brad's. Brad had a little loop going at his house when we showed up, and he was playing this, you know, rolling acoustic part, and it really, you know, it's an energizing tempo and chord progression, and it was just really fun to kind of dive into that. No matter what the idea was going to be, we knew it felt really good. And I can't even remember. It might have been Jessie Joe who had that title, but
I think she had that title, and one of us, I think, just said that if I could buy a house in Memory Lane, we were like, oh, and sometimes that happens where it's like, that's a song. That's like, there's the idea. Now all we have to do is fill in the blanks.
Yeah, paint
like,
this picture.
You get an idea like that, and then we just started painting from there.
I love that. I think it's like such a unique spin on it because you add like, it's like a good visualization. Like you can talk about nostalgia and be like, well, it would be so cool to go back to that time, but to actually like be there and relive in it is like such a beautiful, and I feel like everything from the melody to the lyrics and the story that you guys tell, like you've wrapped up nostalgia in this like beautiful bow.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that the goal for us as songwriters and really for anybody is because there's only so many things to write about, you know, you just try to find a unique way to write about the same things. There's plenty of songs about nostalgia and missing someone or missing a part of your life that, you know, and when we stumbled upon that line, that's what it felt like to us. It's like, I've never heard this angle before. And it's tough to do.
It does. Do you guys feel like that a lot? Sometimes you sit down to write, you're like, oh, I've heard that angle. I've heard this angle.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a curse, you know, of being like a student of songwriting. It's like even listening to music, you're like, yeah, I know where this is going. I've heard this, you know,
so. Right?
And we, you know, we do it too. We write the same old thing all the time, you know, so, you know, you're just lucky when you stumble on one that feels a little different.
Exactly. And then three other new songs out today too: Freedom Like You, Easier Said With Rum, and Ain't Gotta Worry. I imagine there's like a whole bank of music right now that you guys are sitting on for an album that will be coming at some point. But why did you choose these three songs to put out right now?
I don't remember.
We talked around in circles. So
I think
there was a strategy and everything. Wait,
I have an answer. I have this. I got this one.
Brad has the floor.
Don't worry. No, I think, you know, one of the sessions we did was down in Key West at Jimmy Buffett's studio. And three of the four songs were from that session. Ain't Gotta Worry in the World, Memory Lane, and Easier Said With Rum. And then Freedom Like You, we decided that, I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. we're going to like open the show with it. So we figured, maybe we should put it out so people, at least some people will know the, first song. Yeah. Yeah. So
awesome.
That is why.
You guys mentioned going to do a session in Key West. I remember like with the last album, going to North Carolina was a really big thing for you guys. Have you found that that's like the best thing is for you guys to take time, go to a place, sit there, kind of live in that and have, and make the music that way versus like, oh, we're all in town on the same day, so let's do a session here or there, like kind of piecemealing it all together.
It's definitely different. We've done it, you know, with this project, we have sort of, it's kind of half and half. We did some in Key West and some here in Nashville. It is really cool to be able to not, you know, be free of the, you know, pressures of like your home life responsibilities, you know? So it's really nice to be able to just, you know, wake up, especially in a place like Key West.
Yeah. And, you know, definitely. It could be worse places to wake up and hang out and write music.
Go play your music and then, you know, walk across the street and have a beer. So instead of like, oh, I've got to get home and do laundry and you know, run kids' places and things. So it does kind of free you up a little bit, but it's also nice to be home too. We travel so much. So it's just two different mindsets, but ultimately, you know, hopefully both with a good ending result.
For sure, for sure. What was it like getting to work in Jimmy's studio? Was that fun?
It was really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it was, it seemed like it was a time portal. I mean,
really?
It could have been 2022 or it could have been, you know, 1985.
I don't know if I've ever seen pictures of it. Like, what makes it feel that way?
I'll show you a picture of it. it's about as big as this room.
Really?
And it's a little cinder block, like, rectangle. And in the middle of like the chaos of Key West, and it's just like memorabilia from his career and stuff everywhere. And it's
Polaroids.
It's also got this amazing thing happening because there's no windows to the outside, so it's almost like I was joking. It's like what's the train stop in Harry Potter? Whatever.
Oh, platform 9¾.
Yeah, it's almost like that. It's like you walk through the door and you're in a completely different world.
Yeah.
So
there's no windows, the sound cuts out. It's
right, exactly.
Like sealed in.
Right, but so then when you leave, it's like blindingly bright and there's just
loud
people stumbling
West.
Around and screaming. It's amazing. But it's like you're in a secret world that nobody outside knows about.
That's really cool.
Harry Potter reference.
Yeah.
I like that.
Who knew
that
you were
a
Harry Potter guy?
I didn't.
I was going to say, I was like, do we need to talk more about Harry Potter, Jeff? Or if I quiz you, do you know more?
I didn't even remember the train stop.
You knew there was one there. That's more than me.
Don't worry. I know all of it. I could help too.
Okay, thank you.
And then you guys, how are you feeling about getting ready to leave soon? We talked a little bit about the tour, No Bad Vibes. Named by Kenny Chesney. How are you guys feeling about that? Should be on signage, right?
Like, yeah, no.
Old Dominion, No Bad Vibes. Named by
Kenny Chesney. We're excited. I think we've been working really hard. We rehearsed, I think, more than ever for this tour. We just really want to bring something special to our fans because it's been a really long time since we've had a good like headlining tour, proper headlining tour. So we're just so excited to get out there. We were going to some warmer places first, but but you know, those we get up into like the northern states and up into Canada, and it's going to be really fun to get back up there too because Canada's always so good to us.
You'll have so much fun. And then, what is it like for you guys, like coming off of like Kenny's tour, big stage? You can kind of like, now it's your show, you're headlining. What are you guys like excited to do now in like a more intimate space that you haven't been able to do? Because sometimes it's hard to do stuff on a stadium stage.
Oh yeah,
you can't. Do in a room where you can actually like see, make eye contact with people.
Yeah, you control the pacing, you know. Mm-hmm. They're your fans.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to be more familiar with the music. You get to, you know, maybe play some other songs that you can't play in a stadium setting, you know, on a lineup like that. So it's fun, you know. You get your own lights and your own, you know, your own show that you get to build and put on.
I would say, because you probably have to consider when you're doing the set list for the stadium, like not too many ballads. Like,
yeah,
you sort of lose that place.
Yeah, you have an hour on that stadium stage, and you got to bring the party for sure, because you play too many ballads, you can start hearing. There's so many people. When they're just talking, it can be louder than you. So you got to be louder than, you know, 40,000 people.
Which is not easy. And then when you guys, do you have like any pre-show ritual, anything that you guys do every night before you go on stage? Or is it more like, you know, herding cats and getting everybody in the same place?
The one tradition we've had that I think we'll always do is we get everybody together, our whole team, whole band, and just have a shot of tequila. you know, just do a little toast and get ready for the show.
So. That sounds on brand for you guys.
Yeah.
That's exactly pretty what much. I would expect you to be doing. And then on the theme more of new music, I know that you probably can't say a lot, but what can you say for fans who are excited for like this next chapter of Old Dominion that you guys have definitely been working so hard on?
And it's hard to say anything other than we're just super excited about it.
Yeah. You know,
I think we worked really hard on trying to make sure that we chose songs that we were very excited about. So, you know, the last album was a project that was a little more unique in that we just went to the studio and wrote, and whatever we wrote was on the album. And this one, we pulled some old songs and wrote new songs, and it's like a whole collection of songs that we have always believed in or like newly believe in. So I don't know, we're just super excited and energized for the sounds that are on the album and ready to get it all out as quickly as possible.
I always love to hear when there's songs that have come from like years and years and years ago. Like those to me always have the coolest stories.
Yeah.
You're like, this isn't sitting in my phone, or this demo that I've been trying every album to get there.
So, yeah, there's one on there, you know, the one that we just recently released called Ain't Gotta Worry in the World that we wrote for, we wrote around the same time that we were writing our third album. So
it's like
it could have gone on.
Yeah.
Could have gone on the same album as One Man Band.
I think we wrote it the day before One Man Band, maybe.
Oh, really?
It was on the same trip, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so wild. Well, I'm excited that it finally made it out. And congratulations on the release and the music. Everything sounds great. I'm excited for you guys. Excited to see the tour. So thanks for the time.
Thanks. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.